teeth.
Question, what is that state, blunt its teeth? Are we in it or not? Why is it absolutely mandatory to reach that state before meriting the miracle of Purim? A workshop. What is that state, blunt its teeth? Why is it absolutely necessary to have it? Each time, Rav, what does it mean that the city of Shoshan was perplexed and they couldn't decide who is right? Who is speaking correctly, Mordechai or Haman, according to which method you should follow in life in order to advance, to be saved from the unknown state, from this approaching tsunami? What to do? What is that perplexity itself, and how to come out of it? How to reach, how to move from a state of confusion, helplessness, not knowing what to do, this fog, to blunt its teeth. Blunt its teeth is something else. You feel like strong knowledge for something, against something, and then there's the striking. So how do we go from the state of perplexity to state of rising against and overcoming? Please. What is it even talking about?
No.
How do we awaken this fogginess coming out of it, and specifically
in order to come out?
Rav, everything is clarified in the 10. What states in the 10? The city of Shushan. What's happening there? The perplexity. And Achashverosh, and Esther, and Mordechai, and Haman. What kind of forces, where do we locate such forces in our ten? How do I locate such forces in my ten? How do I place them before me, arrange them in the current state? And how are they acting out the scenes in my eyes? And we have to change the relationships between them so that I see them scrutinizing all the relationship between them through my efforts to aim myself at there's no one else besides him. And then all these heroes, yeah? What do you call them? Actors in this theater. How do they function in order to bring this entire scene to the end of correction? Since this is what Purim is aiming us at, please. Talk about it together. And try to kind of establish the actions.
Rob, how can we depict the state of Purim in that if I look like through binoculars that I kind of adjust the focus And then accordingly in the group I can start seeing this scene. Like if I zoom in, I can start seeing these relations in the ten of Purim and all the rest of the processes that are going on in everyone and each and every one and all of us together. How do I bring all this closer by wanting to bring all the friends closer to being one body? I don't see it right now, but in front of me there are 10 faces. But if I try to find the connection between them more and more, then it's like magnifying with the binoculars my vision. And the state between us, and then I discover more and more of that general state that exists between us, that it's that, that it's the act that Esther's scroll is actually telling us about. And if I don't see it, then it is a sign that I'm not close enough to the group. Talk about it. Showing you what.
Rav, how in my connection to the ten, how do I go from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, and how do I take myself through this participation in all the systems from complete absence of connection, shattering, and complete absolute connection in the end of correction, and through all the holidays, all the events, how do I do it? There's no time in spirituality. It all depends on my screen, my ability to see everyone as one, more or less. And then I can really see from one end of the world to the other. How do I do it? Force of bestowal with the help of the other force.
How to envision to ourselves that we're in a chariot, and that this chariot is operated by Waze, and we only, and it's not just Waze that we dial the destination just once and it does it. But every moment we have to be more and more connected to the goal and to envision it, depict it more and more upon the different circumstances, conditions that are revealed in the field. And these are different disturbances, problems, because as we overcome them, we every time see a clearer and clearer goal. And this is all in all what happens. We go nowhere besides in our awareness, consciousness, understanding of what is the goal and how to better and better shape it. So the different holidays and all in all, these are simply stops along the way that we have to pass through, that each such holiday depicts a special, certain special state that in which probably there are different laws, desires, conditions that come together, that if we bring them together into one force, then we reach the correct realization of the state of the situation. And now, ahead is Purim. How do we form all these conditions, including Vashti and Esther and the 365 advisors and the horse and Achashverosh and the upper force that controls everyone? And how do we shape all these things, put them together in order for it to eventually bring us to a state as we focus in on it, that it brings us gradually to a state called Purim, the end of correction? How do all of these heroes, all of these conditions, all of these forces, how do we connect them together in order for them to supplement one another, in order to reach a state of Gemara Tikkun? That in Gemara Tikkun, everything has to be 100% used correctly. Something unclear.
Rav, now we begin to see that all of humanity, as I hear from the tense, all of humanity is perplexed. The whole world is the city of Shushan, right? It's Purim. And now we can play this game and finish it. This is revealed before us. Everyone is perplexed. No one knows who's right, who's not, how to exist, either according to Haman or Mordechai or any, nothing, really. How can we right now take the wheel by the reins, by the hands, and steer this horse in the right direction? Just as Mordechai tells Esther that this is the reason for this time that you exist, that you came here, you have to do everything. We exist for such states. This is a state for us. What do we do? Of the upper force.
Rav, when Mordechai doesn't know what to do, he goes to Esther, and Esther gives him advice for everyone to
Limi, Lima, Libidut,
for everyone to go into isolation.
No.
Letzom veletfila.
And for everyone to fast and pray. How do we imagine this situation of fast, prayer, isolation? It's all good in relation to our situation. Please, let's talk about this. That probably from that comes some kind of decisions, some kind of new things, control. What do we awaken by this state? What is a fast? Rav, how can we draw or invite a miracle
on purpose?
How do we do it? Why do we have no other choice? Because salvation can come only through a miracle. Complete faith.
Rav, if the whole world would come to us and pressure us and demand of us to do something. Let's say everyone feels and understands that there's a solution here, but this group of lazies and liars, right? So what would we do? What would we do? Please. Let's say it's already happening. With reality, with great responsibility.
Rav, how can we explain to the world that this virus is forcing us to shut down all of our communications, the connections between us, to move away from each other, that all of this is actually in order for us to be able to serve the method of the new connection to the world? Please.
Rav. How can we learn from the story of Purim, the scroll of Esther, that the Creator scares the Jews, arranges them, shakes them up until they straighten up to aim themselves at the goal? How do we see it from the scroll? And why what's happening to them is called a miracle, and why with us this could also be only as a miracle? And then, if that's the case, what do we need to do to make it happen? You just speak among yourselves. Don't keep quiet. There's nothing in anyone's head. Only between you will you discover the truth, the solution, between you. In that will we shine a light to humanity. Rav. How can we be the head of the Partsuf that is standing there and arranging itself to be the head of the world? How should we function as a head, as a Rosh, during this time, and arrange ourselves, unite ourselves, and after arranging ourselves in this way, to gradually assume the role of managing the body, which is all of humanity? But first, how should we organize ourselves? Because first it says that all the Jews have assembled, gathered. First of all, this organization, all of our friends in all the continents should be together, connected towards one goal, one task. How do we do it? Gilad, okay, friends, we want to share with you what was done yesterday as preparation. We're advancing on the dissemination, and we're going to open several channels, including a TV channel. It's a code name, TV channel. It's not going to be only on the broadcast called TV. It's going to be mainly online. It's going to be a channel where we are going to air a live broadcast, and we want to talk about this live broadcast and also updates from the Ministry of Health and all the new things that are coming and all the updates and articles. And all this is a result of many advices and ideas that friends have sent and have coalesced into a certain direction. That's one thing. Additionally, we want to get into the telephone calling campaign. I want everyone in the Israeli Kli to do it. Everything I'm saying right now is in Hebrew. The updates on other languages, but in Hebrew, for everyone to make phone calls to people, talk to them. It's going to be this platform that we're going to start with now, and later we can upgrade it into many other types of opportunities for dissemination. And we want to additionally update you and ask for your help.
Like the Gilad said, continuing Rav's advice and the advice of friends, we want to start creating content for the dissemination environment that we're putting together in different fields. And we want friends that hear us and want to take part in this, not only in, you know, giving ideas, but also to practically do the work. Dani Chaimovich is responsible for all this. He has a lot of experience in this field.
Yeah, the idea is right now is to start producing various video products from an infrastructure perspective. We have a studio. We're thinking about shooting outside. Initially, we don't want to restrict anyone. We just want to come with ideas. The direction is video. Things that will exist inside this environment or mini-site, whatever we do. And you can bring people there, and there's going to be a whole world of content. And also, it's a place from which you can take various items and promote them on other websites. So anyone who has an idea, desire, should turn to me, and I believe that throughout the day we will publish, you know, things to people, more things to more information. And we have a pilot that we're going to come up, go up with a live broadcast, with an initial kind of strip of content. The idea is to start, and we're going to improve while moving.
And what about foreign languages?
Soon they will update on other languages. I want to add that people don't need to wait for anything to happen. As Rav invited us, you know, go to your Facebook page. Don't do it in the name of the organization. I have to. Go to my Facebook page, my Instagram, anywhere. There are friends who are showing an example, who are doing things like Nir Krevner, who comes and films himself, and, you know, Yochai is doing it in an amazing way. And other friends, Ali Meirovich wrote an amazing post that got into Kabbalah Lam website. And many examples also from women. Many women are doing it. Simply, we were in a lesson, we learned something, we heard Rav talk about Corona, release it, spread it, don't keep it inside, don't wait for what we're talking about inside, it's more organized from the organization. So these are two things that all of us are doing without exception.
Actually, to talk as little as possible about, to mention as little as possible, Rav Lightman, the organization,